Divine Office. From ancient times, the Church has had the custom of celebrating each day the Liturgy of the Hours. In this way, the Church fulfills the Lord's precept to pray without ceasing, at once offering praise to God the Father and interceding for the salvation of the world. Thursday, Office of Readings. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised.
Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised.
And yet, you have rejected and spurned and are angry with the one you have anointed. You have broken your covenant with your servant and dishonored his crown in the dust.
You have broken down all his walls and reduced his fortresses to ruins. He is despoiled by all who pass by. He has become the taunt of his neighbors.
You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have made his sword give way. You have not upheld him in battle.
You have brought his glory to an end. You have hurled his throne to the ground. You have cut short the years of his youth. You have heaped disgrace upon him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Look on us, Lord, and see how we are despised.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star.
How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your anger burn like a fire? Remember, Lord, the shortness of my life, and how frail you have made the sons of men. What man can live and never see death? Who can save himself from the grasp of the grave?
Where are your mercies of the past, O Lord, which you have sworn in your faithfulness to David? Remember, Lord, how your servant is taunted, how I have to bear all the insults of the peoples. Thus your enemies taunt me, O Lord, mocking your anointed at every step.
Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen. Amen.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, God of mercy and fidelity, you made a new and lasting pact with men and sealed it in the blood of your Son. Forgive the folly of our disloyalty and make us keep your commandments, so that in your new covenant we may be witnesses and heralds of your faithfulness and love on earth, and sharers of your glory in heaven.
I am the root and stock of David. I am the morning star.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal.
Our years wither away like grass, but you, Lord God, are eternal.
O Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to the next. Before the mountains were born, or the earth or the world brought forth, you are God, without beginning or end.
You turn men back into dust and say, "Go back, sons of men." To your eyes, 1,000 years are like yesterday, come and gone, no more than a watch in the night.
You sweep men away like a dream, like grass which springs up in the morning. In the morning it springs up and flowers, by evening it withers and fades.
So we are destroyed in your anger, struck with terror in your fury. Our guilt lies open before you, our secrets in the light of your face.
All our days pass away in your anger. Our life is over like a sigh. Our span is 70 years or 80 for those who are strong.
And most of these are emptiness and pain. They pass swiftly and we are gone. Who understands the power of your anger and fears the strength of your fury?
Make us know the shortness of our life, that we may gain wisdom of heart. Lord, relent. Is your anger forever? Show pity to your servants.
In the morning, fill us with your love. We shall exalt and rejoice all our days. Give us joy to balance our affliction for the years when we knew misfortune.
Show forth your work to your servants. Let your glory shine on their children. Let the favor of the Lord be upon us. Give success to the work of our hands. Give success to the work of our hands.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and it will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, you give us life despite our guilt and even add days and years to our lives in order to bring us wisdom. Make us love and obey you so that the works of our hands may always display what your hands have done until the day we gaze upon the beauty of your face.
Our years wither away like grass. But you, Lord God, are eternal.
In you is the source of life.
In your light we see light itself.
From the first book of Kings. 3 years passed without war between Aram and Israel. In the third year, however, King Jehoshaphat of Judah came down to the king of Israel, who said to his servants, "Do you not know that Ramoth-Gilead is ours, and we are doing nothing to take it from the king of Aram?" He asked Jehoshaphat, "Will you come with me to fight against Ramoth-Gilead?" Jehoshaphat answered the king of Israel, "You and I are as one, and your people and my people, your horses and my horses as well." Jehoshaphat also said to the king of Israel, "Seek the word of the Lord at once." The king of Israel gathered together the prophets, about 400 of them, and asked, "Shall I go to attack Ramoth-Gilead, or shall I refrain?" "Go up," they answered. "The Lord will deliver it over to the king." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there no other prophet of the Lord here whom we may consult?" The king of Israel answered, "There is one other through whom we might consult the Lord, Micaiah, son of Imlah. But I hate him, because he prophesies not good, but evil about me." Jehoshaphat said, "Let not your majesty speak of evil against you." So the king of Israel called an official and said to him, "Get Micaiah, son of Imlah, at once." When he came to the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to fight against Ramoth-Gilead, or shall we refrain?" "Go up," he answered, "you shall succeed. The Lord will deliver it over to the king." But the king answered him, "How many times must I adjure you to tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?" So Micaiah said, "I see all Israel scattered on the mountains like sheep without a shepherd, and the Lord saying, 'These have no master. Let each of them go back home in peace.'" The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell you he prophesies not good, but evil about me?" Micaiah continued, "Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord seated on his throne, with the whole host of heaven standing by to his right and to his left. The Lord asked, 'Who will deceive Ahab, so that he will go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead?' And one said this, another that, until one of the spirits came forth and presented himself to the Lord, saying, 'I will deceive him.' The Lord asked, 'How?' He answered, 'I will go forth and become a lying spirit in the mouths of all his prophets.' The Lord replied, 'You shall succeed in deceiving him. Go forth and do this.' So now the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouths of all these prophets of yours, but the Lord himself
has decreed evil against you. The king of Israel and King Jehoshaphat of Judah went up to Ramoth-Gilead. Someone, however, drew his bow at random and hit the king of Israel between the joints of his breastplate. He ordered his charioteer, "Rein about and take me out of the ranks, for I am disabled." The battle grew fierce during the day, and the king, who was propped up in his chariot facing the Arameans, died in the evening. The blood from his wound flowed to the bottom of the chariot. At sunset, a cry went through the army, "Every man to his city, every man to his land, for the king is dead." So they went to Samaria, where they buried the king. When the chariot was washed at the pool of Samaria, the dogs licked up his blood and harlots bathed there, as the Lord had prophesied. The word of the Lord. Do not be deceived by the prophets among you. They prophesy falsely to you in my name.
I alone know the purpose I have for you.
I will raise up for them a prophet, and I will place my words in his mouth.
I alone know the purpose I have for you.
From the treatise On the Mysteries by St. Ambrose, Bishop. After this you went up to the priest. Consider what followed. Was it not what David spoke of when he said, "Like oil on the head, running down on the beard of Aaron"? This is the oil spoken of also by Solomon. Your name is oil poured out, so that the maidens loved you and attracted you. How many souls reborn today have loved you, Lord Jesus, and said, "Draw us after you. We shall make haste to follow you, in the fragrance of your garments, to breathe the fragrance of resurrection"? Understand why this is done. Because the eyes of the wise man are in his head. The oil flows down on the beard, that is, on the grace of youth. It flows on Aaron's beard, in order to make you a chosen race, a race of priests bought at a great price. We are all anointed with spiritual grace to share in God's kingdom and in priesthood. Then you received white garments as a sign that you had cast off the clothing of sin and put on the chaste covering of innocence. As the psalmist prophesied, "You will sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be cleansed. You will wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow." One who is baptized is seen to be made clean in terms of the law and of the gospel. In terms of the law, because Moses used a bunch of hyssop to sprinkle the blood of the lamb. In terms of the gospel, because Christ's garments were white as snow when in the gospel he revealed the glory of his resurrection. The sinner who is forgiven is made whiter than snow. The Lord promised the same through Isaiah. "If your sins are as scarlet, I will make them white as snow." Wearing the garments given her in the rebirth by water, the church says, in the words of the Song of Songs, "I am black but beautiful, daughters of Jerusalem. Black because of the frailty of humanity. Beautiful because of grace. Black because she is made up of sinners. Beautiful through the sacrament of faith." When they see these garments, the daughters of Jerusalem cry out in wonder, "Who is this who comes up, all in white? She was black, how she is suddenly made white." When Christ sees his church clothed in white, for her sake he himself had put on filthy clothing, as you may read in the prophecy of Zechariah, when he sees the soul washed clean by the waters of rebirth, he cries out, "How beautiful you are, my beloved! How beautiful you are! Your eyes are like the eyes of a dove." For it was in the likeness of a dove that the Holy Spirit came down from heaven. Remember then that you received a spiritual seal, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of knowledge and reverence, the spirit of holy fear. Keep safe what you received. God the Father sealed you. Christ the Lord strengthened you and sent the Spirit into your hearts as a pledge of what is to come, as you learned in the reading from the Apostle.
You have believed the good news and have been sealed according to the promise with the Holy Spirit. He is the pledge of our inheritance.
The promise of freedom for those whom God has won for himself, to the praise of his glory.
God has anointed us and sealed us as his own. And as a pledge of what is to come, he has given us the Spirit that dwells in our hearts.
The promise of freedom for those whom God has won for himself, to the praise of his glory.
Let us pray. O God, who show the light of your truth to those who go astray, so that they may return to the right path, give all who for the faith they profess are accounted Christians the grace to reject whatever is contrary to the name of Christ, and to strive after all that does it honor. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.